flame and loves it. So you will get close. You will burn. Therefore, you will hate it. You will go back. But you will forget. Again, looking at the flame, flame looks good. And this game goes on and on and on. Then at the end, the butterfly will burn. Why? Because he doesn't learn from each time that he gets closer and it's dangerous and it's burning. He forgets. Why should you? Why should he forget? What is the memory for? This is the point. You have done a lot of desires, and at the end you realize it's no good, but you forget about it. You repeat this by imagination. Imagination. Yes.
Concerning the interpretation in a general sense of the verse, as often as they kindle a fire for war, as often as they kindle the fire of warfare, God quenches their fire so that it is put out. He makes a resolution saying, oh, do not stay there. He becomes forgetful, for he is not resolute. Since there was no seed of sincerity sown by him, God has caused him to forget. Though he strikes the match of his heart, the hand of God is always extinguishing the spark.
What was that? A very short paragraph conclusion of the story of this butterfly. He gets four verses. The first one is not Persian, it's Arabic, so it's only three verses. One paragraph. Why? Because this is the conclusion. The point of those two stories we read is this, that look at the butterfly. He forgets. Why? He said, because he's not an honest fellow. That's the trick. When he's not honest, God will give him the forgetfulness. That's how it works. If you are not really a believer, so you go between this and that and that and that, and temptation is always like that. If you were really a believer, a person, then you will not forget. Forgetfulness is for the people who are not real believer, real honest. It's just a temptation. And let's make a story to explain all of this. Yes?
A story in further exposition of this. Mm-hmm. A man of trust heard a sound of footsteps during the night. He took up the firelighter to strike a flame. At that moment, the thief came and sat down beside him. And whenever the tinder caught, he put it out, laying the tip of his finger on the place in order that the fiery spark might vanish. The Hodja thought it was dying of itself. He didn't see that the thief was extinguishing it. The Hodja said, this tinder was moist. On account of its wetness, the spark is dying at once. As there was great murk and darkness in front, he didn't see a fire extinguisher beside him.
Okay. This is simpler. We made a simpler story. The guy heard the footsteps and was worried, wanted to light up something. The thief came and sit down. He will light up a match. The thief will do this. And he thought that, okay, the fire is no good, let me do something else. This is to replace that story to get the point, yes?
The infidel's eye, because of dimness, does not see a similar fire extinguisher in his heart.
Ah, this is it. The infidels, the not believers, they have this thief inside them. So whenever they sit down and they think, whenever you sit down and think you're alone. Are you? Are you? You know that your subconscious, unconscious is there. The habits, the outcome of the habit is there. The nonsenses that you accepted from someone is there. You are not alone, but you think you're alone. Therefore, whatever you want to do to enlighten the space, somebody will put it out and you don't get it. Yes?
How is the heart of any knowing person ignorant with the moving? There is necessarily a mover. Why don't you say, how should night and day come and go of themselves without a Lord? You are conversant with intelligibles. See what a lack of intelligence is shown by you, O despicable man.
Mm-hmm. So look at you. You are watching a building and looking to find something. First you should realize that there is a builder. Somebody built it. You don't think like that. Therefore, you're always looking at everything upside down. Yes?
Is a house more intelligible with a builder or without a builder? Answer, O man of little knowledge. Is writing more intelligible with a writer or without a writer? Think, O son. How should the jim of the ear and the ain of the eye and the meme of the mouth be without a writer, O suspect? Is the bright candle without one who lights it, or with a skillful lighter? Is it more reasonable to expect good craftsmanship from the hand of one who is palsied and blind, or from one who has control and can see? Since, therefore, you have apprehended that he will overpower you and beat the mace of tribulation on your head, like a Nimrod, repel him by war, launch an arrow of poplar wood into the air against him. Like the Mongol soldiery, shoot an arrow at heaven to prevent your soul being torn. Or flee from him if you can, and go. How can you go, since you are a pawn in his hand?
Are you listening? The solutions are simple. So, first, repeatedly in a couple of verses, he said, logically, from everything, you could go a little bit deeper and realize the source, why this is happening. Or you could be a stupid fellow and look at the stuff and they just happen and you go around and brag. Yes.
You were in non-existence. You did not escape from his hand. How will you escape from his hand, O helpless one? To seek desire is to flee and shed the blood of piety in the presence of his justice. This world is a trap, and desire is its bait. Flee from the traps. Quickly turn your face.
Aha, something that you never thought about. Have you ever thought about not having the desire?
You
dissatisfied fellow, they don't care about that even. They don't have these desires, but you? Ha ha ha, yes.
When you have gone this way, you have enjoyed 100 blessings. When you have gone the opposite way, you have fared ill.
The only time that you are upset is when you have wishes and it doesn't happen. If you have no wishes, you have no desire, therefore everything is okay. And you're all right. Yes.
Therefore the Prophet said, consult your hearts, though the Mufti outside gives you advice in affairs. Abandon desire, in order that he may have mercy. You have found by experience that such is required by him. Since you cannot escape, do service to him that you may go from his prison into his rose garden. When you keep watch continually, you are always seeing the justice and the judge, O misguided man. And if you shut your eyes because you have veiled yourself, how should the sun relinquish its work?
Yeah, how should it? The sun is sun. You could have two different positions. Or look at this universe, it exists, and accept it as it is. Or sit down and wish for changes that are impossible and are not happening, and are only your wishes, which is not. In the story we're telling that your wishes is no good. It's only good when it's her wishes as well. The story was like this, right? He wanted to marry this beautiful lady girl. He didn't think about what about her? What is she thinking? What should she accept to marry and a slave and all that? He said, this is you. Look at you. When you have all these different wishes, which one of them is good? None. This is, we are talking about non-existing, not having, remember? Now, little by little, he's explaining to you that how come that not having is good? Because when you want to have something, you don't know what will you get. When it's not in your hand, it's something else. When it's yours, it's different. Imagine a dangerous wild animal. It's lovely to look at even, but be yours, in your hand, you could live with it. That is the point. The point is to understand that the trick of the existence is wishes. Be careful about what do you wish for. گفت خواجه صبر کن با او بگو که از او ببریم و بدهیمش به تو تا مگر این از دلش بیرون کنم تو تماشا کنی که دفعش چون کنم تو دلش خوش کن بگو میدان درست که حقیقت دختر ما جفت توست ما ندانستیم ای خوش مشتری چون که دانستیم تو اولاتری آتش ما هم در این کانون ما لیلیان ما و تو مجنون ما تا خیال و فکر خوش بر وی زند فکر شیرین مرد را فربه کند جانور فربه شود لیک از علف آدمی فربه ز عز است و شرف آدمی فربه شود از راه و گوش جانور فربه شود از حلق و نوش گفت آن خاتون از این ننگ مهین خود دهانم کی بجنبد اندرین این چنین ژاژی چه خواهم بهر او گو بمیران خائن ابلیس خوب گفت خواجه نی مترس و دم دهش تا رود علت از او زین لطف خوش دفع او را دل